the Philadelphia 76ers at the Toronto Raptors. And what a lot of people, including Brett Brown, we had him a couple days ago, says a big measuring stick game for him. And the man that's going to be calling it tonight on TV, the legendary one. Yes, picking up some loose change in Toronto. Mark Zumoff, what's up, Zoo?
Hang on, I'm turning garbage into gold. I'll be right back.
Come on, man, get that gold going.
I got it, bro. I got it. I'm the only one who could do that. Nobody else can.
I hear you. So how's Toronto? Is it chilly up there?
It is, but it's an awesome city. We're in a great hotel. We're not far from the arena. I was saying to Wilson Chandler today, if this city was located in Florida, I would move there. I mean,
yeah, it's a great city. It really is.
Yeah, you're freezing up here, but it's like a lot of northern cities. They know how to deal with it, and it's vibrant. A lot of great restaurants went out last night, so I'm ready for a game tonight.
Yes, and a lot of people are, and this is a big indicator of what the Sixers are. This is the Jimmy Butler era Sixers playing this team tonight. So what are they up against tonight in Toronto?
Well, the first thing is they can't turn it over 23 times like they did the last time, so I know that is paramount in the minds of everyone, particularly Ben Simmons, who did not play particularly well in that game. He had 11 turnovers. But the pattern with Ben is when he realizes that there's a part of his game that he needs to correct or up or change or improve, he gets after it pretty quickly. So I know he's going to be pretty conscious of that. The matchups are really interesting. You know, who's going to guard Kawhi Leonard? You would assume that Jimmy Butler would. So you're talking about two outstanding two-way players going at it. They present an interesting lineup now in that they start Serge Ibaka at center, and it's really been a revelation for him. He's really playing well. And they have a very deep bench. Right now the Sixers are challenged in that area, though their bench has played well lately. So measuring stick, absolutely. You're on a roll. You've won four straight. You've won 8 of 9. You're playing the other team in their building. They have the NBA's best record. They are coming off a loss, so they're not going to be too pleased. I think it's going to be a great game. It's going to be almost like a playoff, and I'm looking forward to it.
Talking to Mark Zumoff, of course, play-by-play, a man for the Sixers games on NBC Sports Philly. Mark, how has their personality changed with Jimmy Butler that you can see so far?
Oh, my goodness. Well, Jimmy is the kind of guy who is not afraid to come over to your team, and even though he's the new guy, you know, he'll look around, he'll get a sense of who is who and what's what, and then he'll take charge. And I think that's something that's been galvanizing for the team. This whole thing with him and Ben Simmons wearing headbands, I know right now that's a delight for Brett Brown, because one of the things that he has purposefully tried to get going is a bonding between those two. And one of the things that Brett wanted from Ben Simmons before the start of the season was for him to be a force defensively. And I know that he and Butler now have a thing going where they're really ratcheting things down on the defensive end of the floor. And again, back to my conversation today with Wilson Chandler, you know, what effect does Jimmy Butler have? Well, not only everything I just said, but he's a closer. In fact, Wilson himself used Kobe Bryant in the same sentence describing Jimmy Butler as having that kind of mentality, and obviously, at game's end, I mean. Mm. And obviously, we have seen that in terms of the two game-winning threes that he's hit. So,
interesting.
I think you take the floor, Michael, with a different attitude, which the Sixers are going to need after their last performance here. You take the floor with a different attitude with a guy like Jimmy on your team.
I like the galvanizing part of that headband. I'm not sure I like the look with Ben. I don't know if he has a headband head.
I don't care if he wears plume. You know what I'm saying? If the team wins and he plays well, he can wear whatever he wants.
I got you. Now, tonight with Ibaka playing, I would think that the move is to get Embiid involved a little early, maybe get him in foul trouble, overpower Ibaka in there. I know he's a good shot blocker, but what do you think about that matchup?
Yeah, that would certainly be the desire to do that. Of course, Ibaka, he's a very good outside shooter, so that's going to draw Embiid away, and maybe they don't match him up, at least defensively. I'm not quite sure, but remember, too, they have a 7-footer in Jonas Valanciunas, who is I'll call him a top 15 NBA center, a guy who had been a starter for them coming off the bench. So they have plenty of big guys that they could throw at Embiid. They even had Greg Monroe in deep reserve if they wanted. They have plenty of fouls they can use at Embiid.
Let's talk about the defense a little bit. You know, one of the things that early on, at least, I think the defense is getting a little better, but early on they're giving up a lot of points. Now, is that a reflection of turnovers or a reflection of defensive confusion?
Yeah, I think, well, to take your latter point, I'm not sure if I would call it confusion as much as I would call it adjustment. Lloyd Pierce, who did a terrific job with the team last year, is now the head coach with Atlanta. Billy Lang, who is a terrific coach, is now in charge of the defense. And I think some philosophical differences, not differences of opinion, but differences in philosophy. Is that redundant? Philosophical differences of philosophy? I think it is. But anyway, you know, Billy had his own ideas as to what he thought would be good for the team. And it took a while for the club to adjust to that. But I think now they're getting it. And don't you think that Jimmy Butler has something to do with that on the defensive end? It took a little bit of time to get used to playing with him. But now watching him D it up, I think, has positively infected the rest of the team.
All right, Mark, last question is the bench. And we were talking to Brett Brown a couple of days ago, and he acknowledges it, that one more player would kind of help out in this kind of situation. And I don't know who that would be, but I've been touting Trevor Ariza acquisition. Well, what do you think so far of their bench, and what do they need exactly to come off the bench?
I think the Sixers could probably use a couple of players. This is just my opinion. Wilson Chandler, while I think he's done the job as a 30-minute guy, 30-minute per game guy, he's not asked to score, which is fine. He goes out, he defends, he's a physical guy. I think he's really going to show his value in the playoffs. But I think you want someone to help perhaps share those minutes. A stretch four of some sort would be great. And another wing player who could come off and shoot the three. You can't have too many three-point shooters where they get that for the power forward spot or the wing spot. So I think that Elton Brand has that in mind. Maybe something will happen in February, you know, once the trade deadline passes, or maybe something will happen at the trade deadline. But let me just say this, Michael. The bottom line is this. No matter what you are doing tonight, make sure when you watch the game, you watch the game on NBC Sports Philadelphia and no other place.
All right, that sounds good. And we will. And hopefully there's no unfinished business tonight for this team. Let's bring one home, huh?
Let's do it.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.